Hey, friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day today. Hope you guys had a great weekend. We got to celebrate Dad's birthday on Saturday. Actually, had a great day. Went trap shooting.
Oh, we did. We had a great party. We went trap shooting. We had a blast. Hunter got
Hunter's
to
go first time
for first time shooting. He got him some. He had some clays.
I should put that video up there. Him getting those clays.
He was nailing a boy, and so that I was really proud of him for that. And John Parvin, one of my best friends from college, my attorney, I've known him forever. He spent the weekend with me. It was great.
You look good in that shirt. You're not wearing black today. I just realized.
Kelly gave me a blue shirt. She's a great lady.
Thanks for that.
She basically told me that I had that gray shirt on the other day, that sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And she goes, don't ever wear that again.
You're not going to say anything about that Florida State sweatshirt. It's a nice sweatshirt. It's just.
She goes, it made you look 120 years old. I'm like, that's all you have to say.
It's like fleece.
She said, it made the gray.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, you said Moses made that for you back in the Old Testament, right?
Oh, yeah,
right?
That's right. And then Karen got me a powder blue shirt that I wore tomorrow if it's not too cold. I wore this one today because it's cool today.
It's a little chilly out. It's supposed to be in the 30s in the morning.
But yeah, but so it's
so you got, what couple articles are we going to hit today? What do you got? What are you looking at? What's on your radar?
I've got one thing here, and I've got to start off with this, and I didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to do this. This rabbi is being basically interviewed, and he owns this is a rabbi. Now, remember, let me give you some backstop on this. In 1666, there's a guy.
1666.
666. Can't make this one up. There was another rabbi. His name was 17 Zevi. And he decided that he wanted to become the Messiah for the Jewish people.
He decided he was going to become it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Deemed it so.
And he deemed it so. And then he basically said that there are two ways to bring God, the Messiah here, or whatever, God back to the planet. One was to make everything perfect, and the other thing was to make everything evil.
And he chose evil.
And so he told the Jews to break everything that the Torah ever said to do. He told them to do the orgies, do the pornography, do everything. And he make things as filthy and as evil as he possibly can, and that would bring back, God. The problem was that after about 40 years of that, the people around him got so angry at him that a Muslim king said to him, okay, that's enough. Either you're going to convert to Christianity, or you're going to become a Muslim, or we're going to kill you. So he became a Muslim.
After he was the Messiah.
Well, yeah, supposedly. But before he did this, he had a million followers.
Yeah.
Well, then about 100 years later, he basically was, quote-unquote, reincarnated into Jacob Frank. And Jacob Frank is the one who brought the Rothschild banking cartels.
Right.
You think I make this stuff up, and I don't. It's just a weird.
It really is actually history. It's quite bizarre.
Well, anyhow, so now it's a lot of these guys, especially with Shabbat Lubavitch, they're part of the Kabbalist movement. They practice out of the Zohar, which is a how-to primer. And I covered this, by the way, in detail last week on one of the shows we ran tape. And I've had so many of you guys thank me in my emails today. I'm caught up, by the way, for running that tape. Now, I want you to understand something. This is important that you get this. I like to run the shows that we do like that every once in a while, but we can't run them every day because we are a health company.
Right. Hence, the health masters.
Hence, we've got to pay bills, all right? And so when we do stuff like that, I really – this is funny. I really need you to please support the company. Because when we do shows like that, we don't even talk about products.
No, the sales, everybody doesn't buy anything.
Nobody buys anything. And so it's like, if you guys.
But the bills are still due.
But you guys send me all these great letters. Oh, we love it when you play this stuff. And I'm like, well, great. Be one of our three percenters. Buy something.
Buy a tube of toothpaste, man.
Buy anything.
Keep your teeth clean.
Remember, we pay you. This show costs about $100,000 a year. Actually, it's a little more than that now. And it's expensive to run this. And so, we've got to at least generate, about $4,000 a week in sales from the show just to break even. So, yeah. So when you like shows like that where I talked about the Zohar and the Kabbalah and all that last week, thank you. And I try to bring you guys up to speed on all this stuff so you'll know what I'm talking about right now.
Because this show's brought to you by HealthMasters.com.
It's a health company.
be sure to check out the site and the product of the week on
lady
sale.
Lady wrote me a letter. I had a video of me doing 100 pounds of curls with 10 reps.
Oh, yeah.
We played that a couple years ago, and she wrote me this nasty letter. You guys are emphasizing too much about health and fitness. Okay. And I wrote her back, and I said, we're a health company.
Health Masters, hence the name, and, Health Masters.
If I could grab a 100-pound curl bar, which I still can to do reps, you know, you got to be thinking, well, they got to be doing something right. Because I know most 20-year-olds can't do that.
Wait, let me clarify something for that. There's a, one of the reasons why, and a lot of you listeners, you're already really into health. You're already really healthy. I know a lot of you. You're really healthy. You're really smart. You're really sharp. You're on your supplements. You're already exercising. You're in really great shape. We have an entire list of people that come into the show every day, every week, every month that aren't very healthy, that are trying to get answers, that are trying to get information. So we have to have our broad scope of all the information we constantly put out there. So some of the stuff you may already know, and that's awesome. I'm glad that. But I understand there's a lot of stuff we got to cover that you may already know that a lot of people don't know, and we got to keep getting the information out there.
So anyhow, this is a guy. This is a Jew.
This is a guy that owns Pornhub.
Yeah, the rabbi who owns the largest.
Rabbi that owns Pornhub.
He's a rabbi. Remember, rabbi. Though, but they believe. See, the Jews don't have Christianity backing them as far as you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. They follow the Zohar, and they don't have the same moral values that we do as far as if they're a liberal Jew. Just thought I'd mention that to you in case you got that confused thinking that you got to support Israel. The rabbi who owns the largest pornography company in the world explains why. The rabbi says his goal is to legitimize porn in society, eliminate its taboo, and spread porn as far as possible. Yeah. This is a Jewish priest. He's a rabbi.
Basically, it rots your brain and rots your relationships.
I remind you that OnlyFans is AIPAC's biggest donor.
Ooh.
That's also owned by a Jew.
Ooh.
And you think, well, are you picking on Jews this morning? I'm picking on the liberal Jews a little bit. Yeah, I am. I read that this morning. It kind of irritated me a little bit. In fact, one of you guys from my emails, when I went through the emails this morning, sent me this. And you know, when you look at it, it says OnlyFans owner pledges $11 million to, this is from Rolling Stone, to Israel lobby report. OnlyFans owner, a Jew, Leonid Radvinsky, pledging millions to pro-Israel lobby despite appearing on internal AIPAC documents. He's saying he didn't do it, though he's on the documents. The billionaire owner and wife reportedly pledged $11 million house to the powerhouse pro-American, I'm sorry, pro-Israel, definitely not pro-American, pro-Israeli lobby American-Israel Public Affairs Committee last year, according to an internal donor list obtained by The Lever. Radvinsky has denied making or pledging the donation. And what he does, here's what's funny about it. He may have pledged $10,552,000, but they're saying he pledged $11 million. So he says, I deny that.
Well, they don't care about lying. You understand? They can lie about anything. They don't even care.
He's not lying.
They all lie. No, if their mouths move, they're lying.
No, but he's not lying about this. If he gives $10,985,000 to Pornhub or to AIPAC, then the point is he didn't give $11 million. You got that, right?
I get the semantics behind
no,
it.
No, no, because
that's what they do, though. They lie and
manipulate. Oh, my gosh. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is going to just lie. He says he's a United Kingdom-based Ukrainian-American billionaire businessman, a computer programmer. He basically controls OnlyFans. Yeah. And he says he's worth about $7.8 billion.
Which, by the way, has almost single-handedly rotted the female youth culture right now in the United States, by the way.
You know us.
OnlyFans has done horrific things to society.
Somebody sent me something here, and I'm gonna show you this real quick. Let me pull this up, and it says that the American woman who's college educated is doing everything they possibly can to destroy the American population. And you think, well, that can't be right. That can't be possible. And the problem is, it's what's happened here is we've got American women who get out of college, who start OnlyFans pages.
No, most of them don't even go to college. Most of them don't go to college. The problem is a lot of these girls are getting sucked into it before college, 18, 19, 20 years old. And then they're ruining the reputation. Because here's the problem. Newsflash to all the young kids. What you put on the internet doesn't go away.
No.
It's there forever.
No, it is.
It may seem like a great idea to try to make money when you're 18, 19, 20 years old until you try to have a relationship, try to get married to you, try to have kids. I don't even want to know the concept of trying to deal with this, but having kids after you've had OnlyFans for years and having that content online and then have to explain to your kids why people at school pull photos up of your mom doing things, I'm just laying that out there, have to explain that to your young son. That's a context that I would never even want to get into. And so a lot of these choices these guys and girls make at a young age come back to haunt them the rest of their life on the internet. Bad enough as far as the decisions they make, but it doesn't go away.
Well, and the biggest problem is this. You may make a little bit of money, right, doing this. Most people don't make hardly any money.
No, that's the thing. The vast majority of the OnlyFans accounts, if you look at the statistics on it, they don't make any significant income. They use these girls that make $1 million, $2 million a month, and they put them on all the podcasts, promote them on all the algorithms. Everyone goes, oh my gosh, make $1 million a month.
I have a friend of mine, and you know, and I knew her, and I don't hang out with her. I don't really talk to her anymore. And she told me that she had had that, but she didn't make any money with it. Though they were saying that she had 3,000 followers on it, but she said that wasn't true. It wasn't even. It was all a lie.
No, it's look who owns it.
Yeah, yeah.
How much money they take out of it? What they're going to do? Yeah, exactly.
But the point is that you know. And let me say something to you about the pornography industry. And also said it very succinctly. It rots your brain.
It does.
You got to stay off of that mess, guys. And I mean, people are always sending pictures back and forth and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I got all that. But when you sit around for hours and hours on end, you know
what you think about, you will become. What you focus on, you will become. And the problem is with these young kids, a lot of them, they're trying to get so many different dopamine hits now because of the vaping, with the nicotine, with the constant online gaming, with the social media. It massively screws up their entire brain functioning. There's an article I'm going to get into today on here, and I'll talk to you guys about it in a little bit. Stay tuned for it. It says, Defending My Child's Brain, A Parent's Guide for Kids Age 0 to 25. This is a really good article, but I got a lot of other stuff I'm going to cover up today on it. And I want to tie into something as well here, especially with men, because I know a lot of you guys are going to know this because we talked about it. There's another study that shows soy protein depletes testosterone in men. Why do you think they have so many compounds and so many products they're constantly trying to add soy to? This is an article from the Journal of American College of Nutrition, randomized, placebo-controlled crossover study looked at how soy supplementation affects testosterone, cortisol, and SHBG in men who engage in resistance, exercising, and training. They looked at it for 2 weeks. The men were told to ingest 20 grams of their assigned supplement every morning, whether it be whey protein, whether it be soy protein. They found, compared to the men who supplemented with whey, those taking soy did not produce significantly more estrogen. However, they experienced decreased testosterone levels and elevated cortisol level, an incredibly horrific combination for men. When cortisol goes up and testosterone goes down, it massively increases body fat retention, it massively decreases energy levels, and it massively decreases overall health in men. Horrific combination. Cortisol up, testosterone down, bad combo. It says lower testosterone levels and elevated cortisol are generally attributed to feminization phenomenon occurring in men that leads to disorders like breast enlargement, gynecomastia. It can also lead to inhibited thyroid function, bone loss, sleeping disorders, decreased sex function, and reproductive problems. This is why it's so important to make sure you're getting your cortisol levels down and you're maintaining overall healthy levels of testosterone. That's why it says skip the soy, stick with grass-fed whey. That's why I keep the cleanest, purest, most amazing whey protein on the market with the Fit Food Protein. Stay off the soy. A lot of you guys already know this. For those that know this already, thank you for staying with me for the last 3 minutes. I like to bring these topics up to everybody so you guys stay away from this stuff. Testosterone, like the Testo Plus, the Tribulus, the Tongat Alley, amazing products to maintain and optimize healthy testosterone. If you need to, throw in the DIM estrogen control. That maintains and pushes down the estrogen in a healthy manner and helps metabolize it properly. So you keep estrogen at bay and testosterone high. And stay away from the soy by all means. This article's research study is very clear.
Why we won't sell it. By the way, this is a quote from Charlie Kirk to go back to our prior topic. Charlie Kirk said this.
At Health Masters?
Health Masters. White college indoctrinated women will ruin America if we let them. They are brainwashed. They are completely indoctrinated.
Well, let me clarify this, because I don't agree 100% with that statement. They are not going to ruin it. We are going to allow it to be ruined by them.
And you know what?
That's the difference. We're going to allow it to be ruined by them if everybody sits down, shuts up, and nobody says anything about it. Everybody needs to start being more vocal about this stuff. That's the biggest thing I don't understand. It's like everybody's been so browbeaten down, nobody wants to question anything or disagree with anything.
Well, the biggest problem that we have nowadays is the fact that so many people have become silent because their testosterone levels are so low, which is what's awesome. Now, there's your segue back to this article. And that's why the men go to birthday parties wearing princess spray.
There you go.
And you think, well, this is awful.
Sit around and watch Pornhub all day and kill your testosterone levels. By the way, porn kills your testosterone levels, by the way, as well. It massively messes up your entire dopamine cycle and serotonin.
And what it also does, you have erectile dysfunction from
porn. Exactly right. It messes up your entire sexual function in a real relationship.
And that's one of the reasons that I hate to say this, that so many guys have gone gay.
I don't know, Daddy, you can't watch that stuff and not have it rot your brain.
Well, no, what happens is they start looking at other stuff they shouldn't be looking at because they're curious.
Well, even if they're looking at, I mean, the whole world just is nasty. Mm-hmm. And so you start looking at that. Remember, what you focus on and what you think about, you become.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the word says.
Jim Rohn made it so clear in a lot of his stuff he talked about. What you focus on, be careful of what you become in pursuit of what you want. Mm-hmm. And that's why you got to be very cautious nowadays. And I brought this up on the Hagman Show last week. If you haven't listened to this yet, what they've done with social media, what they've done with porn, what they've done with all these online contexts is they're using it to manipulate the psychological function of men and women. They're using it to change the think of the population. And they're doing it very, very effectively. So make sure, everybody, you're monitoring what you're watching, what you're allowing in your brain on a regular basis. Instead of scrolling aimlessly on social media, go read a book. Go turn on a YouTube video that's actually productive, that gives you some positive insight. Go listen to Angel Wars. Go read some of the articles we have on the website, dozens and dozens of articles.
Don't watch Netflix.
No, God, no.
Gay.
Well, Netflix, when I used to have Netflix, I could hardly ever find a good movie to watch on there. Occasionally, far and few between.
Always within 4 to 5 episodes of good.
Always got to put some queer stuff in there every time, or tranny stuff now, too. That's what they put all the kids in. I told you, that Elon Musk called this out. The kids' cartoons are putting blatant tranny stuff in it. Kids' cartoons.
Oh, by the way, an article came out last week, and it's not a real article. It was just like a preliminary thing they were studying, and it was trying to link melatonin to heart attacks.
I'm going to cover that today.
It's not true. It's total lie.
I got a whole study on it right here.
It's not true at all. It's a complete and total lie. And here's why they're telling you this, in my opinion. The boys who breathe free air, who love their free air, they own the pharmaceutical companies that produced the doggone sleeping pills.
Ambien. Yep.
And they're seeing a massive drop in their sales all over the world now because of melatonin.
And melatonin sales have gone up.
Now they've got to say, oh, the reason that people are taking melatonin and it's causing all these heart attacks, it's a complete and total fabrication of this lie.
Here's what else. I'm going to cover this. This is a great article, by the way. This guy covers it in detail why they're doing it. They have to have a scapegoat excuse right now to figure out and let everybody know why everybody's having these cardiovascular problems and heart attack issues related to the COVID shot.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to have another scapegoat. The autism rates through the roof because of Tylenol. Only because of Tylenol. Tylenol's toxic. I don't recommend taking it. Pregnant women don't take it. But I can tell you right now, Tylenol's not the main contributing factor to autism rate exploding like it is. Heart attacks. Everybody's having heart attacks because they take melatonin.
Total garbage.
Melatonin's been around for decades. Your body naturally produces melatonin. Okay. No, melatonin doesn't cause heart failure. The media got wrong the AHA's preliminary report. They went in to say here, this is what they came out of the study. They said those who take melatonin for at least a year were 90% more likely to have heart failure.
Lie.
3.5 more likely to be hospitalized.
Lie.
Nearly twice as likely to die from any cause.
Lie.
Let me clarify something. Tobacco numbers aren't even this bad. You're three times more likely to, nearly twice as likely to die from any cause.
Lie.
Tobacco's not even this bad. So they came in here. They said numbers will have you think that melatonin is more dangerous than cigarettes and nicotine. The study cannot prove any direct cause and effect relationship. The findings are considered preliminary, and it's not even peer reviewed. Then, of course, what happened? Pull this camera forward. As soon as this got posted,
it went everywhere.
It went viral. They're right here. Melatonin causes heart failure. Long-term risk of melatonin. Melatonin is 90% higher risk of heart failure. 90% higher risk of heart failure.
Look at this. The headlines are textbook hyperbole, amplifying a non-causal, non-peer-reviewed finding into a sweeping medical warning. None of these outlets explained that the data were drawn from incomplete EHR records, that melatonin use referred only to prescription cases, not the far larger over-the-counter population, or that the research is explicitly stated the results cannot establish causality. In other words, it doesn't mean anything. It's just another lie by the guys who want to sell you sleeping pills.
And here's the crazy part. This is where it kicked in. They did not separate any of the groups based on pharmaceutical usage at all. These people were in the group taking melatonin prescriptions. I don't even know anybody that has a melatonin prescription.
Why would you do it? Over the counter?
You could get the highest quality melatonin from us, 3 milligrams, bioactive melatonin. It's cheap. Why do you need a prescription for melatonin? It doesn't even make sense. They did this over in the UK. Secondly, they didn't look at any other factors, diet, alcohol, shift work, screen exposure,
or
no other
COVID
factors.
Shots. Everyone taking it as an over-the-counter supplement would have been a non-melatonin group. That means that millions of people who actually use melatonin nightly were classified as non-users, yep. While the so-called melatonin group was composed almost entirely of patients sick enough to have their sleep problems documented and treated in medical systems requiring prescriptions. In other words, it's a statistical illusion.
Here you go. They did not control for other pharmaceutical sleep drugs such as Ambien, Lunesta, or Trozodone. All carry well-documented cardiometabolic risk, nor did they adjust for the use of statin drugs, SSRIs, or hypertensive, which are all common among insomnia patients and known to alter cardiovascular function. Learn more about the cardiovascular toxicity of statin drugs. I love this link they put right here in sleep architecture. Failing to isolate these variables make it impossible to determine whether the observed risk stem from melatonin itself or from concurrent drug exposure. So I wanted to cover that. I'm glad you brought it up. So I've had multiple people email me, melatonin's caused everybody to have heart attacks. No, it's not. It's a complete and total lie. They did it on melatonin prescriptions in UK only with no other factors related in at all, including demographics, comorbidities, nothing.
Well, in other words, the person who's being tested in this study may have already had severe heart disease.
That's exactly right. And on pharmaceutical drugs, yep. For cardiovascular problems already. So again, this aspect of it, melatonin is actually a protector. It reduces blood pressure in a lot of cases. It improves endothelial function. It protects mitochondria. It also mitigates oxidative damage and inflammation among numerous organs. These are all documented research studies that have been peer-reviewed about the health benefits of melatonin. And you know what's ironic to me? Right here, we see all these headlines. You know, last week, well, 2 weeks ago, I came out with a study where they talked about from the McCullough Foundation how vaccination is the dominant risk factor for autism spectrum disorder. Do you know how many mainstream media outlets covered this?
Yeah, I do actually. None.
Zero. Zero. Not a single outlet covered this article on here whatsoever. But yet, ironically, every single mainstream, CNN, Headline, WSB, Fox News, okay. People, San Francisco, USA Today, New York Times, just a few of them.
It was so funny. Years ago, I used to do talk shows.
Yeah.
You know, secular talk shows. Sometimes up to 40 shows a week.
Yeah.
During Christmas and Easter and all these different times when people are really talking about eating and Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it was crazy. I've lost my voice many times doing that.
Yeah.
And what was funny about that is as I watched the years progress and I watched the radio industry become consolidated, and you'd have one talk show basically now being broadcast into 200 or 300 markets.
Yeah.
Because there were only about 10,000 stations at one time at the peak. Then all of a sudden you'd have like one station would be bought up by Clear Channel and all the stations in that city be bought up by Clear Channel. I watched that happen because Clinton deregulated the radio industry in the early 90s. In other words, you could go in and buy up every single station, and that way you could censor the news the way you wanted it to.
Control the media market.
And what happened is we used to do so many shows that little by little they just started disappearing because now they would pipe in a syndicated show into 200, 300, 400, 500 markets.
Yeah.
Okay. So they'd have to have 500 different guests on that morning.
Yeah.
Because they had one person.
All of it.
Okay. But then they started telling us what we could and couldn't say. And I remember many times I'd come in and I did a show with a guy by the name of John Jay.
Years ago.
20 years ago. Great guy.
Great guy.
Good friend. And I remember they had me on for the whole morning, and boy, did he get the blowback from it.
Yeah,
because they had a whole bunch of drug companies basically advertising way back when.
Yeah.
And I was never invited back again. And I'd followed John Jay from Cincinnati all the way down to Houston, all the way over to I think it was Albuquerque, all the way to Phoenix, and all of a sudden it was done. I was off the air, never again to be put on the air. And so I started realizing very quickly that I was being censored. Now, I told you guys that I was on with the Kathy Fountain Show many years ago, Eye on Tampa Bay, I believe it was called. And I remember, no, it's the Kathy Fountain Show. And I was told when I came back on again after 6 months that I could never mention diet sodas again.
Yeah.
Period. I couldn't do it. I was told not to. I was censored because I was told not. And I remember how upset the producer was. And then they came back on, the same station came back on, and they did a whole show on bovine growth hormone, Austin.
Yep.
And they did a whole series of links to bovine growth hormone, and they were never allowed to air it. And eventually, the people who did it were terminated, filed a lawsuit. It was a mess. And I've seen it over and over and over again over the years that when the media is being controlled by their advertisers and controlled by basically how much revenue they bring in for the advertising, they get to decide what the news is going to be.
Yep.
So the boys who breathe the free air, who control all the media, who control all of the advertising who control the pharmaceutical corporations tell you that melatonin causes heart attacks when they don't even bother to tell you that the vast majority of people who've been having these heart attacks got the COVID vaccine. Why don't we go back to that?
Oh, I guarantee you, if you put vaccination status
on
that, I guarantee you.
And so all these people that are still out there suffering from the COVID vaccine and having heart attacks from the COVID vaccine, they don't even realize at this point that their health issues are being caused from that jab they took 5 years ago, and they have never been the same since. There are still people out there suffering from COVID vaccine-induced depression. And they haven't gotten better. It's long COVID, they call it now, and they seem to never get better, and they're always sick.
Well, no, this is what I want to tie into here. Denmark just put out a whole study and says that the COVID vaccine side effects are all in your head. Not joking. Denmark's recent COVID-19 study claims that the reported vaccine side effects stem from worry rather than actual side effects themselves. I mean, just straight gaslighting everybody with a blowtorch. The storm erupted in Danish media this week after national outlets published headline declaring Bermington for COVID vaccine. Basically, it puts this worry about COVID-19 vaccines can create symptoms. The article summarizes a study claiming that the reported post-vaccination side effects don't stem from the vaccination because it was safe. It comes from a nocebo effect, symptoms triggered by fear expectation rather than biological injury. So now it's all in your head that you're having a heart attack from the COVID shot. It's all, you're doing it to yourself, dude. The shot didn't make you sick. You're making yourself sick. Don't you understand what you're doing?
Gaslight. I'd rather have somebody.
Crazy.
I would rather have somebody lie to me than gaslight me.
Oh, because they're making. And now the problem is, you got to think about this. You've got all these people that are so frustrated with these side effects. And now they're going, am I crazy?
Yeah, that's right. That's gaslighting.
Am I losing it right now? Are they really telling me these side effects aren't real? It's in my head.
Yeah.
I got to go see a shrink now. I don't even know what to do with myself. I thought this is real.
You say, somebody says something really ugly to you. Okay? And you go, I can't believe you said that to me. I never said that to you.
I didn't say that to you.
And you're like, yeah, you did. No, you just said
that I have a huge head. I never said you had a huge head. I wouldn't say that to you. Why do you think I would say that to you? I would never say that to you. But
So you start questioning your own memory. They start to make you think you're going nuts. And you're thinking, and that's exactly where that movie came from with gaslighting.
Yep.
That's where it's from. They want to make you think you're crazy. And so I'd rather be lied to. No, I didn't do that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. Well, no, you're imagining it. It never happened. And you're like, I'm not imagining nothing. I was there.
Yeah.
I heard you say that to me. No, you didn't. I never said that. Gaslighting. And that's now they can't. There's so many people out there that are dying from COVID shots and having heart attacks from COVID shots and having infertility problems with the COVID shots. They have to pretend like it never happened.
Listen, the co-author of the study, Dr. Pierre Fink, a psychiatrist associated with the bodily distress disorder
Fink is a Jewish name.
Yeah. The bodily distress disorder model now has worked now. They're saying that this is what it's called, bodily distress disorder. So you've read too much stuff online. The COVID shot didn't make you sick. Mm-hmm. You knew it was safe and effective. Don't you're stressing yourself out. Stop thinking about the cardiovascular problems like the myocarditis that are occurring. It's all in your head. Crazy, bro.
Definitive evidence of DNA adulteration in the mRNA vaccine.
Yeah, there you go. Definitive. Yeah.
On October the 25th to 26th, this is why this is coming out, professionals, thinkers, and change makers gathered for Back to the Future, Two Dynamic Days of Bold Ideas. A sculpted Hippocratics opened up the Congress with irony and urgency. Let your food be your medicine first, do no harm. Among the many consequential and informative talks presented at the meeting, the one that I thought stood out the most was a rather data-intensive presentation by Ken McKern entitled DNA Contamination in the mRNA Vaccines, Decentralizing Peer Review. Both Kevin and the conference organizers have kindly authorized the distribution of the video record. Kevin McKern has been over 30 years of research in which he proved conclusively that we have DNA contamination from the COVID shot. Period. Done. I mean, unbelievable. So you guys can watch this. I've posted it again. You guys can look at it and see it and realize that we're not making this stuff up. And not even to mention the Simeon 40 they put in this vaccine to reduce your ability of your immune system to function right. They had to find a way to make your immune system shut down and allow the COVID vaccine to manufacture spike proteins through your DNA. our own DNA would have stopped it within days. It would have stopped it. It would have said, no, we're not going to do it. Our own immune system would have stopped it. But because they suppressed our immune system with Simeon 40, which is exactly what they used in the polio vaccine back in the 60s, because it was so effective, they used it again. And they injected it into you this time instead of giving it to you in a live polio vaccine. This is a nightmare. And so it's not getting better. It's just getting worse.
It's getting much worse.
And the people out there that took 4 and 5 of these vaccines and these boosters, their brains have gone to...
Oh, it's happening on them.
Their brains have gone to crap. I know so many people that have become senile now since they took that vaccine, and they can't remember anything. People who were friends of mine for 20 and 30 and 40 years that basically have completely disassociated themselves from me for absolutely no reason whatsoever, except they took all these vaccines. And I know pastors that were promoting the vaccine from the pulpit.
Well, a lot of times now people are feeling, like, honestly, a lot of guilt from it. I mean, they don't know. Forgive me, I had to go make a shake. Actually, I have a different lid on here. You got a different lid over there?
No, I have it over there. I wouldn't shake that.
I did fasted cardio before my eggs this morning. I'm about to eat the bark off a tree. I'm on the show, and I'm like, I am starving.
I'll grab you a lid real quick. That was the lid that I used.
The old shake.
No, that's the one I had to take a shower from the other day.
I don't need a Fit Food shower. I love the product, but I don't love it that much. I'm not trying to get coated in it. I think a lot of times now, so the media is trying to come in now and do this damage control. And so they're coming up with these unbelievably stupid studies like melatonin's causing a 90% increase in heart failure and the COVID vaccine side effects are all in your head. They have to do damage control because the side effects that are occurring right now that are so bad. Make sure someone says Health Masters on the lid. Okay. We got shakers everywhere in here, and they disappear, and then they go to the other houses and the office and all that. So forgive us for this live broadcast of changing stuff around on here. I didn't make a shake this morning. I was getting way too hungry. So anyways, that's why you got to make sure you're doing your own research on this stuff, and that's why we do it for you too, though, guys. We make it so easy. I mean, I put this stuff on the show every day. You go on here, go on Camera 4, Rich. We got the podcast. If you guys haven't seen this platform, be sure to check it out. It's thebrowershow.com.
Oh, this is where the news articles are posted. I discovered that today. I thought they were still on the show. Oh, but I don't listen. I don't listen, remember? But I didn't know the news was here because I went to Health Masters to try to find the news stories.
It's not there anymore.
Oh, I know it's here.
I deleted them off that.
I found it this morning.
It's right here at the top. The news button.
So for you guys who couldn't find it, don't feel alone. I couldn't find it either, and it's our website.
It's the news. It's news. It's like Jews with an N. News. It's the top. I'm just saying. It says news right at the top. Articles. Daily news. Sit there. I can't make it any easier for you.
Did you just say Jews with an N?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Oh, Trump pardoned Rudy Giuliani.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think
he pardoned a bunch of people, actually.
He did. I'm glad he did that.
Well, the thing about it was,
Rudy's already bankrupt.
Well, yeah, he pardoned over 70. Here's the problem that I have. When you have the FBI releasing statements and all this intel coming out, that we had over, 270, whatever it was, 260, 270 FBI agents.
I thought it was over 300.
The numbers have changed multiple times. They keep growing, honestly, with the confidential informants, undercover FBI. By the way, law enforcement and federal agents at FBI with zero badging on them. No badge, no necklace, no identification.
No jackets.
No signage, nothing. Meaning they were there as full-blown operations.
Undercover.
And they're trying to say, well, the FBI, it wasn't involved in the direct action. It was there to monitor. Dude, there's videos of guys with earpieces in and face masks on breaking out windows and getting mad when people record them and running off. And then later on being in videos basically assaulting law enforcement. Then other videos showing that they didn't do anything later on. We were just here to monitor everything. A lot of this stuff needed to get pardoned. That whole thing was a boondoggle, that stolen election.
Oh, by the way, the BBC, they fired their head guy, one of the top researchers, because they actually doctored up a video saying that Donald Trump had urged the people to go and basically attack the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, remember that.
No, it was all a lie. It was all doctored video, and now they've been terminated. And so it's been interesting.
You know, it's funny, though. 5 years later, this stuff comes out now.
The reason for it is because of shows like this that we wouldn't stop. We just wouldn't stop.
No.
We said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. We're going to keep pushing. But, it's pretty crazy.
It's hard to keep gaslighting us when the truth comes out. It keeps saying and reinforcing what we're talking about. When they said there was nobody there, everybody was just basically these, these neo-Nazi individuals that want to take over the government. And it comes to find out, like, it was all FBI agents are the main ones. I digress. Back to Health Masters. 10 science-backed reasons to eat more protein. I think my appetite's so high this morning. That's why I keep pulling up these food articles. I keep pulling stuff up on here with chicken.
You gotta eat more
protein. Blood. Yeah, it's just a long morning and just, yeah, I should have had more eggs. It says, number one, protein reduces appetite and hunger levels. Imagine that. Number two, protein increases muscle mass and strength. Imagine that. Protein's good for your bones. This is very important. I've talked about this in detail. Number four, protein reduces cravings and desire for late night snacks. That is absolutely true. That's why I tell people, if it's later on at night and you're hungry, make sure you drink a protein shake like a Fit Food or eat some eggs. I personally like 3 eggs before bed. About an hour, hour and a half before bed.
I had 4 last night.
Fat and protein, you sleep like a baby.
I slept all the way through the night.
You sleep like a baby.
Slept 7 hours straight.
I take a half of melatonin. You know that evil melatonin. It's 90% stupid comments people make like that, and then they put them as news. You take some Fit Food, or excuse me, take 3 or 4 eggs, take some basically total rest with some melatonin, some magnesium. You'll sleep great throughout the night. Number five, protein boosts metabolism and increases fat burning. That is absolutely effective, especially increasing your protein intake and decreasing your carbs will really help you burn body fat. Protein can help lower blood pressure. In a review of 40 controlled trials, increased protein lowered systolic blood pressure by 1.7 and also diastolic by 1.15. They found an additional lowering blood pressure, high protein diet, reduced LDL cholesterol and triglycerides.
Oh,
imagine that. Imagine that.
I can say that for years.
Protein helps you lose weight and keep it off in the long term. That is why I tell you it is not a diet. It is a lifestyle change that you have to make as far as when you start eating different. Number eight, protein does not harm healthy kidneys when eaten in proper amounts. That's a complete total lie. They tell you guys that. Don't eat too much protein. It's going to hurt your kidneys. Now, if you're eating bodybuilder levels, you know, 2 grams of protein per body weight,
that's a lot of protein.
Creatinine levels make it a little high. But if you're 200-pound male and you're eating 150 to 200 grams of protein a day, that's well within the range of what your body can handle. Protein helps your body repair itself after injury. Surprise, surprise. And protein helps you get fit as you get older. Reduces muscle mass loss or age-related sarcopenia. It's one of the main causes of frailty, bone fracture, and reduced quality of life at old age is sarcopenia. Got to have protein. Got to be physical. Lifting weights, crucial. Cardio, resistance exercises, works wonders, as it says right here.
Well, now that I turned 50 last week.
I know. I mean, I'm catching up to you, by the way.
I know.
I don't know how
I keep
that
getting younger.
Happens.
I look younger and you're getting older.
I know.
It's kind of scary.
I'm going to be 50 pretty soon. You're going to be turning 55.
Well, I'll be 52 when you're 50.
I know.
By the way, since this whole thing with eating protein and men having to have more protein, they finally realized something at the Olympics now, that men and women are different. Imagine that.
Really?
This is crazy. Remember, they said there was no definitive proof that men and women were different.
You can't even test positive for caffeine at the Olympics.
Oh, I know.
Or any compounds, and they kick you out.
Olympics are set to ban all transgender athletes and competitors from female events after finding scientific evidence of that there's a difference between a man and a female.
No way. They finally figured it out.
Yeah.
2025.
I mean, all that PhD had to do was walk over into the locker room and take a look at the guys in the locker room and the girls in the locker room and say,
is there a difference?
There's a difference.
Bone mass, muscle tissue.
Well, they have appendages that are different, too.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, so you, it's pretty easy to spot that in a shower. Transgender athletes and those athletes with differences of sexual development will reportedly be banned from competing in female competitions at the Olympics from early next year after a science-based review undertaken by the International Olympic Committee found there was a difference between men and women.
What a crazy concept. I mean, how did they come to this conclusion? This is wild. I thought men and women had no... Remember, men can have babies.
You got to remember, they're like this porn boy, you know, who basically is Jewish, who runs the biggest porn thing in the place, who's a rabbi. In other words, he's a priest.
That's
his God is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Moses.
No, he doesn't follow Jehovah.
You're all looking at me kind of funny now. Yeah, it is. Okay, well, first of all, if his God was that and he's a priest, why in the world is he pushing pornography? That's number one. Number two, it says in the Old Testament, if you're following it, that men can't dress in women's clothes and women can't dress in men's clothes. Just thought I'd mention that, but he's pushing that agenda too. And then secondly, you got to realize he thinks his God's an hermaphrodite named Ein Sof in a tree of the universe who's a big snake. He's a Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan boy. And that's why he's trying to push his agenda on everybody. And these are the same groups, Austin, in these Olympic trials and committees that said, there's no difference between a man and a woman.
Yeah. just you know, everybody understands this. The Talmud, which basically this rabbi follows.
Talmud.
They do not believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
Mm-hmm. And then they believe that.
At all.
No. And, you know, the thing about it is, in fact, we had the Roaring Twenties here in the United States, right? And during the Roaring Twenties, and the first part of the Roaring Twenties was at the end of the Versailles Treaty in Germany. And Germany was signed on to all the war debt that Austria caused. And basically was made the person that the country had to pay for everything. And they had trillions and trillions in today's dollars of debt they had to pay, which they could not pay. The currency hyperinflated, and they had the Roaring Twenties here, and we had the Berlin brothels and cabarets of the early 20s. Watch the movie Cabaret with Liza Minnelli. It's got some twisted stuff in it, but it was as perverse as it was supposed to get. And that was over 100 years ago. This was supposed to be taking place. The crazy part about all of this stuff is that they were having bestiality on stage, childhood rape on stage, all this sick stuff on stage in Berlin. And it was all being brought to you by the same groups of people who basically bring us the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, Sabbatane Zevi group. Hitler said, no more.
No more.
I just thought I'd mention that. Everybody's always, I'm mad at Hitler. Hitler did some stuff pretty doggone good, and he cleaned that mess up. And by the way, the big book burning that Hitler did in Germany, he's burning porn. Just thought I'd mention that, and all the filth and all the trash and all the stuff that was promoting sexual deviation and a breakdown of the culture of the family unit in Germany. He said, no, we won't have that. Just thought I'd mention that to you. So you got to realize that when you have people like that saying, we're going to control the Olympics now, and we're going to have men fight women and knock them out within 30 seconds, or have them start crying because they get hit so hard in the face, which happened last time, by the way, then you start to realize, well, just maybe these guys shouldn't be put in charge and control things like this, just like they did in the If you watch what happened in that Weimar Republic, and you watch what happened, you know, with the Treaty of Versailles, you start to realize that these Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan people were in charge of all of it. And they ran the whole show on the Treaty of Versailles, and they're the ones that basically bankrupted Germany. And unless you were in heavy metal, precious metals like gold and silver or blue chip stocks, you lost everything. $40 billion, 40 billion marks for one loaf of bread.
I got some positive news.
What's the good news?
I'm in a better mood now than a shake.
Your blood sugar is coming back up again.
Secondly, the Senate overcomes filibuster to advance bill to end shutdown now. So this whole theater thing, this whole smoke show theater thing that they've been doing, apparently they're finally coming to an end to it. I guess after air traffic, they said yesterday, was going to come to a trickle by Thanksgiving if this continued up. A trickle.
Well, they'll put it all back together again because the air traffic control has been working for nothing. But the $90 million a day got to go to Israel, as Trump says. He was very much in charge of Israel's sneak attack on Iran, despite Rubio's initial lie that the U.S. was not involved. Now, let me say something to you about here. I don't believe that Trump was very much in charge of Israel's sneak attack on Iran. Netanyahu did that along with the Kabbalah Synagogue of Satan. Trump now is coming in behind that and saying, I was very much in charge, so that Israel doesn't take it in the neck and gets blamed for all of this stuff, because we are their big brother who stand behind them no matter what they do because of the Scofield reference Bible lawsuit. And that's why we have to put up with this nonsense all the time.
Well, what's happened is over the last couple of years now, and Elon Musk did an interview Joe Rogan the other day. It was an interesting interview. I watched part of it, and he was going into detail exactly what we said and elaborated even further how what they've done now with these programs with Medicaid and Social Security and the EBT food stamps and all this is that these groups that were involved in bringing in all these migrants from all over the world in the United States, how did we go from 17 million food stamp recipients in 2021 to 41.5 million food stamp recipients and basically
unbelievable.
And in 2025? The numbers don't math. The population growth, actually organic growth of Americans in the United States, has been actually going down. And what's happened is now there's been this underground push through USAID and these other groups that Elon Musk found when he talked about it, how these individuals were coming here from other countries. They immediately go in and get a dead, deceased Social Security number. Then they file for Social Security benefits. Then they file for Medicaid. They file for EBT. And they get to the point where they're making $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month per person. Completely illegal. Getting checks every single month. How they were affording the housing, how they've been affording all this money that's been coming in, and then they turn around, and then they go, oh, by the way, you got to vote for us, the Democrats. the communists. You got to vote for us. And so they keep bringing these people in to change the entire direction that the voting is. They're undermining the republic through this.
Well, this is Clower and Piven, Austin.
Exactly what it is.
This is you bring in immigrants and you overwhelm the infrastructure of a country until you become so overwhelmed with debt that the country collapses. And again, the thing that makes me angry with this is that these people are coming from countries that are hellholes, most of the cases.
Yeah.
Like South America. A lot of that's just horrible down there. And yet they come to this country and they want to bring their hellhole here. And you think, well, that's a terrible thing to say. It's a hellhole. Okay, now there are nice, there are certain places in South America that are nice. Puerto Montt in Chile is a really nice place. I like that. But the point is, a lot of these major cities and a lot of these major countries are really messed up.
Yeah.
You know, Buenos Aires is just an armpit. It's awful. And you think, well, you're picking on Argentina now. Whatever. Give me a break. I've been there, so I can say that. You got people walking around giving you coupons for whores. You think I'm joking? Horrible. Sharon was there with me. We're walking on the streets, and they're handing me coupons, and she starts screaming at everybody, "Get away from my husband!" Not that I'm looking for whores, because I was not. But the point was, she didn't want anybody even around me like that, right? It was crazy, and that's what you get there. And so they bring that mindset here. I remember I had this one lady who was from Colombia, and she was married to a German friend of mine, total communist.
Yep. I remember.
Remember she did? Oh, yeah. She wanted Gettysburg, complete all the monuments, and Gettysburg put it in museums, and did no longer want. I mean, she's. And I looked at her and said, "You're not even American. You were born in another country." I said, "You don't have a right to say this to us." Anyhow.
Well, that's tie into that, though. That's why they've been doing what they've been doing. This is what a lot of it was about with this argument here, and Elon Musk went into detail on that, because remember, what happened when you have all this money coming in, more people getting more checks from dead people that don't exist, it's also contributing to the inflationary factor, because all this stuff is debt.
Now, I'm going to give you some real numbers here. Watch. The demands from Democrats and their counterproposals show that the government majority shutdown was never about health care. Yeah. Republican Tom Emmer says this: "I don't think you can believe a thing that comes out of Chuck Schumer's mouth." Oh, that's why he's dual Israeli citizen too. Whoop. This whole thing about this is health care. You already know this, Matt. If it's about health care, they did file a counteroffering in writing in the Senate, 68 pages. Democrats demanded, listen to this, $1.5 trillion in additional spending per year. Okay. Emmer noted that 1.5 pages reference the health care issue Democrats claim to be the basis of the shutdown. The fact is, it's the Affordable Care Act that's caused the problem, he said, pointing out that Schumer and Democrats brought that to the American people, not Republicans. It's not affordable. Since they created this law of the land, insurance premiums for families across the country are up 80%.
Yep.
True. And now what do we do? They're telling you they're trying to extend these temporary tax credits were created by during COVID, which they're telling us now. Democrats had it expiring at the end of December because they were only supposed to be temporary because of the extraordinary measures they claimed that had to be taken during the COVID pandemic. He said, noting that Democrats are now saying that if those are not renewed, that somehow the whole system is going to collapse. People who are listening should recognize further condemnation of the Democrats themselves and the admission that their Affordable Care Act has actually made health care. Them health care insurance for $20 a month.
Yep.
And it's a runny nose policy. Go for everything. And it's $20 a month. Guess who gets to pay that? That'd be you and me and him and the rest.
Well, that's why I opted out. Yeah. That's how I wasn't gonna play the game. When they bumped me up to $1,300 a month monthly premium with a $6,000 deductible, I said, I'm just gonna opt out.
Well, no,
I'm not playing your game.
Well, the same thing is true, you know, with the Medicare. Okay,
yes,
I get Medicare.
And by the way, I've never paid a single fine for Obamacare.
I'm retired now,
right.
Supposedly. I get, you know, supposedly free health insurance. It's not free.
No.
It's only free and only pay 80% if you're in the hospital.
Right.
And then you have to get the blue coverage in order to get the other 20%.
It's all a scam.
Pay.
The whole thing's intentionally designed.
No, it's a scam, because what happens if you're not retired, they prorate the amount they charge you. It's supposed to be like $100 a month. It ain't $100 a month if you still work. It's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mind was ridiculous. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'll just keep the one they're saying that's free.
Yeah.
And the problem is, unless you go in the hospital and get admitted into the hospital, it still isn't free.
No.
So the whole thing's a scam. And the problem is, the same boys who breathe the free air run the AMA. And they adjust the prices. They run the hospitals. They run the co-ops. They run all these things so they can maximize the amount of money they get. That's what the Obamacare was all about to start with.
Exactly.
To get the government to subsidize inflated health care costs. And how many doctors put programs through that basically aren't even real? They file Medicare claims and Medicaid claims.
Then how many people got on statin drugs, got on other pharmaceuticals for no reason at all, just because they had cheap health care and they were constantly?
I've got a friend of mine who had no health insurance whatsoever, and he got on that crap, okay? And he started off at $30 a month, him and his four kids. And all of a sudden, now he's like $1,200 a month, okay? And he's always at the hospital. He's always at the doctor. There's always something wrong with him.
What happens psychologically, you want to justify the expenditure. You do. You're paying all this money. Well, I got this much money. I got wrapped up in it. Well, if you got a runny nose, we're going to the doctor. We're going to the doctor. We're going to the doctor.
Well, no, I have another friend of mine. He was doing great on Health Masters products. Yep. We buried him this year.
Yeah.
You remember, you know, and he was a great air conditioning repair guy. But he would not start. He would not continue to take his Health Masters products because they weren't free.
No, because once he got the free Obamacare, that was it. And, you know, and then it's like all these things are going on right now. We're giving all this more money out still in foreign aid. And they go, well, the best thing we can do for you guys, we can give you 50-year mortgages. I saw this yesterday, and I just shook
my head. And it doesn't drop off the payments that much.
Yeah, what happens in the first decade, all you do is pay straight interest.
Well,
you pay no principal.
I remember I had on my first house I bought with Sharon, the one where you were born in, right?
Yeah.
We had a 40-year mortgage on it.
40?
40, yeah. It was a long mortgage. It was through Home Savings of America, which I do not recommend them whatsoever. They were horrible. They ripped us off badly. And the point was is that, you know, it only dropped the payments down a few hundred dollars a month.
Yeah,
for the initial 10 years,
pay straight interest if you make the minimum payment for the first decade.
The best thing to do if you're going to get a home mortgage is go with a 15-year note. The problem is the interest rates are so high now, and the housing prices are so high. It's almost impossible.
Notes really expensive on them now, and that you could do those back before COVID because they came in. Some of those 15 years were like a 2.5. They were low. And now with the housing rates, so what they're doing is they're trying to make this massive inflation that they caused with this insane spending more affordable by giving people an option that they're never. I mean, 50 years, you're never going to pay the house off if you keep it. Let's be real.
You buy it when you're 20, you're done.
25, you're done with 75.
Yeah, don't you remember what Charles Schwab said? Not Charles Schwab. It wasn't Charles Schwab.
Klaus Schwab.
It was Klaus Schwab.
You own nothing and you'll love it.
By 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
And remember this. On a 50-year note, I don't have the whole graph in front of me. The amount of interest you're going to pay on a 50-year note is 7% interest on a mortgage. If you keep that the entire term of its life, you're going to pay for the house probably four or five times. You know, $400,000 house, you're probably going to pay $1.6 million.
Now, the only thing you could do if they allow you to do this with the mortgage.
Principal
the,
payments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You make extra principal payments only on
every month.
You make a check. You have to give them two checks. One that says principal only on the bottom of the check, and the other one's for the payment. And so, if you can do that, you can get it paid off.
The issue with that, though, now is again, like you said, even a basic cracker box house down here in Florida that's built like trash because D.R. Horton, by the way, is in a massive multi-billion-dollar lawsuit. Good riddance to D.R. Horton. You can pull it up all online right now.
Really?
Oh, they're huge, huge lawsuit now. They're one of the biggest developers in Florida, and they are in trouble. All types of fraud that they were doing with trying to reduce the property taxes on the initial purchase of the house and fraudulently lowering them on paper. Then all of a sudden, people got the note. They got bought. They all said, oh, by the way, your payment's going up another $500 a month for property taxes. This is what I agreed on. Well, this is what happened. They were getting stuff pushed down, and the way they were building things, their trust structure was not to code. They were getting stuff signed off. The windows that they did were not up to code. All these different things they were getting signed off that were not up to code was super, super shoddy workmanship on the houses. All the houses have massive problems now. D.R. Horton from Texas to Florida. It's like $1 billion or $2 billion class action lawsuit now with them. So good riddance.
Oh, we talked about this last week. The FAA is now pinpointing the engine falling off on this airplane, this FedEx or UPS plane. The pylon actually detached. It detached.
Wow.
The pylon that holds the motor on came off the wing.
That's a rarity. Because UPS, I would imagine, has pretty good maintenance plans.
You got to remember, though, those engines put out so much torque.
Thrust.
That's why they've got to do the eddy current testing on those parts. They've got to make sure they maintain them. We talked about this on Friday. Mm-hmm. I used to get frustrated. But since you see stuff like this, you realize, because when I had my own plane, I was like, gosh, another test. They've got to do it, Austin, especially when they're running these big jets that are running thousands of hours a year.
And carrying a lot of weight.
A lot of weight. And, I mean, everybody died on the airplane. It just rolled over. It just did a tumble on it. My condolences to the family. It really is. By the way, Biden's handler was called off a hot mic. You know, now it was last time they actually let him speak. And they were treating Biden like a toddler after an unhinged speech that
because
he gave.
His mindset's about the level of a toddler now, dude.
Yeah,
be real.
Yeah, it's a hot mic called Biden's handler talking to him like a toddler. You're going to stay on stage, Biden's handler said as she grabbed him. I am. Oh, Biden said. You're going out by my side, the handler said. Oh, all right, Biden said. Unbelievable. Why in the you know what makes me angry?
Senile.
This man's got he's senile. He has senile dementia. He probably has Alzheimer's disease on top of everything else. you know, just let the man retire in peace. Leave him alone. Don't be doing this to him and humiliating him. You guys already humiliated him enough for 4 years when he's pooping on the platform. This is unbelievable that this guy's still being used out there. I feel sorry for him. He should be put into a nursing home or have at least full-time care at his home and not be allowed to go out in public and speak anymore. This is an embarrassment to the United States of America.
Austin. It is an embarrassment. It's been an embarrassment. The thing about it is it's so frustrating is that nobody wanted to address it. Everybody, when we called it out and we said, dude, Biden's senile. He's basically got senile dementia. He needs to be taken care of properly. He shouldn't be the president of the United States. Oh, it's fake news. Fake news. Republicans, you're a neo-Nazi skinhead again, aren't you? Because you hate Biden. I'm like,
yeah, grandma hater, too.
Grandma hater. Grandma killer. Yeah. Because I didn't wear a mask. And I'm sitting there going, well, what? This doesn't even make sense. The guy's clearly got mental problems.
By the way, you know, most of the meat packers are owned by, you know, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard now, which are owned by the Bloodline families. And they kind of collude things together a lot of times. In fact, Trump is now ordering the Justice Department to investigate meatpacking corporations for price fixing and illicit collusion. I'm tired of paying $60 for a steak. I won't do it again. I don't do it anymore.
I buy half a cow, bro.
President Donald Trump has ordered the Department of Justice to investigate the big four meatpackers who control the overwhelming majority of the nation's beef products and prices. I've asked the DOJ to immediately begin an investigation into the meatpacking companies who control the beef prices. We will protect our American ranchers, and they are being blamed for what is being done by a majority of foreign-owned meat packers who artificially inflate prices and jeopardize the security of our nation's food supply. Trump also said that while the cattle prices have decreased, the cost of boxed beef has increased. Therefore, we know that something is fishy.
Yep.
Well, it's not really fishy. It's beef.
Beefy.
The president wrote, we'll get to the bottom of it very quickly, Trump posted. If there's criminality, those people responsible will have to pay a steep price. We greatly appreciate President Trump's announcement that he's directed the Department of Justice to investigate the beef supply and through antitrust laws. There's been a long disconnect between cattle prices and beef prices. Trump is hoping the GBJ DOJ will probe if Brazil-based JBS, Cargill, Tyson Foods, and National Beef have broken antitrust laws and acting as monopolies control supply and prices of beef in the United States. In 1980, these four meatpackers controlled 36% of the beef in America today. They control 85%. You can look them up.
I already know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, with this. Okay, we're gonna do JBS, Cargill. See who owns Cargill. This is good. We're gonna do a stock Zoa. See who owns Cargill.
I got a bad gateway.
Oh, great. Stock Zoa.
I may not be able to play. You already know where I'm going with this.
Okay, I'm going to do Stock Zoa. Who owns Tyson?
Well, okay. Here you go. I got Tyson up in here. So I had to go to Yahoo Finance on here. Let's find out the top institutional shareholders of Tyson Food. Oh man. Surprise.
Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street. Ding, ding, ding. We win again.
You know, we didn't have a game show.
Yeah.
I already know the answer to it all.
What's behind door number one?
What?
Cargill. Oh, who's behind them? Oh, we got Vanguard, BlackRock, and Straight Street, you know? And you're like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, and this is, so my recommendation, everybody, with this, and this is what I do, is I go in and there's ranchers down here in Florida, and I'll go in and buy half a cow. I'll split it with my buddy. We'll get most of it in ground. You buy a quarter of a cow, depending on your finances are. Get a deep freezer. Buy a half a cow, have organic grass-fed ground beef. My cost, what I end up paying after we half a cow, I end up paying about $6.29 a pound for organic grass-fed ground beef. Mm. That's where I'm at with it. And it's in my fridge. It tastes amazing. I'm not supporting these massive companies like this. I'm supporting local ranchers, and it's about half the price. Because if you go to Publix right now, organic grass-fed ground usually stays about $9.99 to $10.99 a pound now.
Yeah, be like, what's behind door number one? Oh, Satan number one.
Yeah.
Satan number two. Satan number three. Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, all owned by the same companies, all owned by the same bloodline families, and all owned by each other through circular ownership.
Yeah.
And they control $20 trillion globally is what they admit to, probably much greater than that.
It shows you the numbers on it because, I mean, we're buying it from the rancher. They're buying it from the slaughter. I mean, it's $6.29 a pound, and Publix sells it for $10, $11 a pound. Did you see where the money comes
from? And that rancher's making really good money.
And rancher's making good money. And the slaughterhouse is making money. Nobody's hungry on this deal, but yet we're not paying these absorbent prices. Come here. Tyson massively bloats out their prices. They did that when everything started happening with the eggs, too. They started raising the price on all the chickens.
Who owns Tyson?
But right here. This was Tyson.
That was Tyson?
Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street.
There you go. There you go. That's right.
I digress.
Okay. Oh, by the way, we're out of time. Had a great time at church yesterday. Yeah. I got to pray for you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you for your support. Oh, by the way, thank you for all my birthday wishes. You guys are so nice to me. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I love praying for you. I love being part of your family. And And I love being caught up on my emails, too. There's a lot of them. And so thank you so much for your support of Health Masters. Thank you for your prayers. They mean everything to us. Awesome.
Yes, thank you for the support. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the Whey Protein Fit Food. Grab a can of it, mix it with the purple sticks. Have a good morning. My stomach feels way better. I was getting way too hungry on the show.
And keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Yes. I love you guys.
Call us or email us if you need anything. Healthmasters.com. Thank you guys for the support. We'll talk to you again on this show, as always, tomorrow.